Welcome to Ankh Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. In today's episode, supported by Beijing, we had the pleasure of speaking with Natalia Uboa, MD, PhD, about the FDA approval of first-line tislelizumab in combination with platinum-containing chemotherapy for the treatment of adult patients with resectable or metastatic esophageal squamous cell carcinoma with a tumor PD-L1 expression of at least one. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Uboa discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy and safety data from the pivotal Phase 3 RATIONALE 306 trial, and considerations for integrating this agent into the ESCC treatment paradigm. Speaking about the FDA approval of frontline tislelizumab in locally advanced or metastatic esophageal squamous cell carcinoma, what is the significance of this approval?
Well, this approval allows our patients to have access to additional options for treatments. Esophageal squamous cell cancer is a very aggressive malignancy. Patients with this disease have very poor prognosis. It's incurable in metastatic setting, and we definitely need more and better treatment options for patients with this disease. In addition, a lot of patients with this disease are diagnosed with significant symptoms related to this disease. They have a lot of comorbidities. And so this approval, hopefully will lead to better outcomes for patients with significant needs. Typically, we treat patients with this cancer with chemotherapy and immunotherapy. And so tislelizumab is a new anti-PD-1 agent that has demonstrated activity in advanced esophageal squamous cell carcinoma in the past. It was approved for patients with pretreated squamous cell cancers. And now we are seeing approval of this agent in first-line setting. And this approval comes in combination with multiple different chemotherapy backbones. And so, especially in the U.S., we will be able to combine this anti-PD-1 antibody not only with 5-FU-based chemotherapy, but also with taxane-based chemotherapy in the first-line setting, which is an additional option for our patient for sure.
Can you expand on how the mechanism of action of tislelizumab differentiates it from other PD-1 inhibitors?
So tislelizumab is an anti-PD-1 antibody. It is designed to optimize PD-1 binding, resulting in potent CD8 positive T-cell activation. It binds PD-1 at a unique epitope, and this binding competitively blocks PD-1 interaction with both PD-L1 and PD-L2. A differentiating factor from other anti-PD-1 agents is that tislelizumab does not bind Fc gamma receptor on macrophages, and therefore it does not induce antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity or complement-dependent cytotoxicity. And in preclinical studies, this feature enhanced functional activity of T cells.
Turning to the pivotal data, can you briefly discuss the design of the RATIONALE 306 trial?
RATIONALE 306 was a global double-blind placebo-controlled Phase 3 study that enrolled 649 patients with advanced esophageal squamous cell carcinoma. These patients have not had any prior treatment in advanced setting, so they were treatment naive. In this study, patients were randomized in a one-to-one fashion to either placebo plus chemotherapy or tislelizumab plus chemotherapy. The primary endpoint was overall survival in intent-to-treat population, but the study also had several secondary endpoints, including progression-free survival, overall response rate, and overall survival in a biomarker-defined patient population, those with PD-L1 positive score of 10% or greater. This study allowed investigators to choose the chemotherapy that we use as a backbone, and patients were able to be treated with either platinum, so cisplatin or oxaliplatin plus either fluoropyrimidine, such as 5-FU or capecitabine or paclitaxel. In the study, patient population was well-balanced between treatment arms, and it was a positive study.
What were some of the key efficacy findings from this trial?
So the study met its primary endpoint. The overall survival was improved with tislelizumab addition. In intent-to-treat patient population, overall survival was 17.2 months in the experimental arm versus 10.6 months in the control arm with a hazard ratio of 0.70. And then the study, as I mentioned earlier, also had pre-planned subgroup analysis. And we saw a significant improvement in overall survival in patients that had tumors with PD-L1 10% or higher, with a hazard ratio of 0.70. But we've also seen improvement in overall survival across other subgroups. The subgroup of patients that did not derive benefit from tislelizumab addition were patients with low PD-L1 score or PD-L1 less than 1%. This is the only subgroup that really didn't benefit from the tislelizumab addition, from the addition of tislelizumab. Otherwise, at different PD-L1 cutoffs, including 1%, 5%, or 10%, we saw a significant improvement in OS with tislelizumab addition.
What is the safety profile of tislelizumab, and are there any patients in whom you would hesitate to use this agent because of its safety profile?
No, we did not see any new unexpected safety signals when tislelizumab was used in this patient population. Tislelizumab has a similar safety profile to other anti-PD-1 agents, and we have not uncovered any surprising findings in this study. I would hesitate to use this medication in patients who have any pre-existing or poorly controlled autoimmune conditions, or in patients with transplanted organs requiring immunosuppressions. But otherwise, I think this agent should be offered to all patients with advanced esophageal squamous cell carcinomas that have PD-L1 positive tumors.
Do you have any advice for colleagues about managing some of the common adverse effects that are seen with this type of agent?
So I typically refer to NCCN guidelines for the management of immune-mediated toxicities, as well as ASCO guidelines. I think both of those documents provide really good roadmap on how to manage immune-mediated toxicities from anti-PD-1 antibodies.
Based on this approval, where does tislelizumab fit into the current ESCC treatment paradigm?
So tislelizumab will be another anti-PD-1 antibody that we can use in combination with chemotherapy in first-line setting. This antibody should be used in patients with esophageal squamous cell carcinoma that have tumors with PD-L1 score 1% or greater. And this antibody can be combined with both 5-FU-based as well as taxane-based chemotherapy in first-line setting, which I think is a great option and for our patients and expands our treatment possibilities.
Do you have any insights on how easily this agent might be integrated into clinical practice for ESCC based on you or your colleagues' experience with using it in gastric cancer, for which it was recently FDA approved?
We should be able to incorporate this agent into our treatment paradigms rather easily. Again, an important feature to highlight is that this agent will be able to be combined with a different chemotherapy backbone, and so definitely should be built into our treatment, into treatment guidelines for esophageal squamous cell cancer patients.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, supported by BeiGene. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.